It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Did you know that October is National Seafood Month? To help us learn more about how eating more fish can help us be healthier, I called my friend Linda Cornish, Executive Director of the Seafood Nutrition Partnership.
Seafood is healthy to eat because it is a lean protein filled with vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. It is the only natural source of omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. These healthy fats provide heart protective properties, and it has been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease deaths. And also, in moms-to-be, it is associated with improved infant health outcomes. For these reasons, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend that all of us eat a variety of seafood at least twice a week for good health.
Twice a week is doable, right? To help us stay committed to this goal, consider making a pledge. I did.
This National Seafood Month, we are encouraging all Americans to join us in taking the Healthy Heart Pledge. This pledge is a commitment to eat seafood at least twice a week to support heart health and brain health and overall wellness.
Many folks are intimidated by cooking seafood, but the Seafood Nutrition Partnership was created to help people overcome any barriers to adding fish to their menus.
Seafood Nutrition Partnership is a nonprofit that is focused on helping Americans get healthier through a seafood-rich diet. We were formed to support the Dietary Guidelines for Americans to eat seafood at least twice a week. And since only 10% of Americans follow this guideline, we are here to provide tips, resources, and nutrition programs to help Americans include more seafood into their diets.
For more information and to sign your heart healthy pledge, visit seafoodnutrition.org. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Take that pledge.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.